This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1795. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded October 14th, Andaman Islands, Bahamas, Brazil, Chile, Congo DR, Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, Equatorial Guinea, Ethiopia, France, Greece, Indonesia, Ireland Northern, Israel, Italy, Korea North, Kurdistan, Madagascar, Mexico, Morocco, New Zealand, Oklahoma, Puntland, Russia, Sudan, Sweden, Tajikistan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. In shortwave bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden reports on the strange situation on 4760 kilohertz. Until 1625 UT, the station heard is Transworld Radio Swaziland. But after 1630, all alone on the frequency is All India Radio, Port Blair, Andaman and Nicobar Islands. On weekdays, it signs off around 17 UT, up to 45 seconds after that. Saturdays and Sundays, it runs until 17:30. He also hears it around midnight UT for their morning broadcast, when it is remarkably weaker. Christoph Ratzer in Austria has also been monitoring it and reports the Port Blair frequency is 3 hertz above 4760. Listen for an ID like Akashvani Port Blair. Around 01 UT, I often hear a heterodyne on KOKC 1520 Oklahoma City, exactly 1 kilohertz above, which I have safely assumed is the 2 megawatt transmitter in Saudi Arabia, as I believe I've mentioned before. But I see another possibility, according to Bruce Conte in New Hampshire, International DX Digest of the National Radio Club. This was at a very different time, however, at 1000 UT. There were carriers on 1521 and 1559 kilohertz, believed to be spurs coming out of ZNS in the Bahamas. So let's be absolutely sure what we hear in the evening is on exactly 1521 and coming from the northeast rather than the southeast. One Brazilian which was close to operating on frequency was Radio Voz Missionaria 9665, logged by several as 0.0 or even 0.00. However, October 9th at midnight 41, I found them again drifting off frequency down to about 9664.93. Perhaps of more interest is this item from the Ontario DX Association, where Carly Forsyth in Wisconsin reports hearing a brief English request for reception reports from that station. It was on October 10th at 22:25. There was an interview in Portuguese, singing IDs and time checks at 22:40 and 22:50, and then English at 22:57, saying we welcome your reception reports and giving their postal address. Here's yet another test frequency from that pirate in Chile, RCW, Radio Compañía Worldwide, reported by Claudio Galas on the Kundish list. Previously, they've been heard around 7550, but here's a log of 7425 in the AM mode, testing October 8th at 0240 with music, heard by Jorge Zuniga in the metropolitan region of Chile, meaning near Santiago. They were playing a variety of music in English, Latin music, and even anime, providing a fair signal that close to the location. So another frequency to keep an ear on, even in our evenings, for possible RCW from Chile, 7425. Oh, that report originally came from a Facebook group called Onda Corta Chile. In PlayDX, Giampiero Bernardini in Milano, Italy reports this exact frequency from Radio Candip, Bunia, Congo DR, 5066.32. Fair to good reception, nice songs and talks, October 4th at 1820. Actually, was using a remote listening place at Bocca di Magra in Italy. Not shortwave, but an interesting development from Costa Rica. From Costa Rica Hoy via the GRA blog in Argentina, report that Radio Nacional de Costa Rica, effective October 14th, is playing 100% Costa Rican music on its FM frequency 101.5. They've been preparing for this for 5 months and have built up a database of more than 1,200 national artists. There is one more X-band station in the Dominican Republic. Four are listed in last year's World Radio TV Handbook. The new one is on 1670 La Voz del Luna, Y-U-N-A. The location is Bonao, and the slogan is Al Servicio de la Cultura. And the power reported by the station as 3 kilowatts. More news about the recently reactivated Equatorial Guinea transmitter on 5005. Although earlier it was reported slightly on the low side, like 5004.9. In communication of the British TX Club, Arthur Miller in Wales reports hearing it. September 24th at 2051 UT, Radio Malabo, an ID, but they also mention their sibling station, Radio Bata. The highlight for him the past month. He says, I thought we'd heard the last of them when they were not on the air during the big football tournament Africa Cup of Nations a few months ago. I suspect, he says, both Bata and Malabo are using the same frequency. Just before the transmitter cut out at 2058, there was an announcement mentioning Radio Bata, and 4 minutes later, another station appeared with a much weaker signal that I could not copy. And another report of this from Carlos Gonçalves on the southwest coast of Portugal, October 11th. 5005 RNGE and Bata at 1813 to 2035 with African popular music. A good signal, but interference from a point-to-point station for a while, starting at 1813. Close down was sometime between 2035 and 2050 UT. He says it may have been just a short duration test, and he's not positive this was from an African station. Not clear, but maybe that part is referring to the interference. He also mentions originally that RNGE was playing tribal songs. Radio Fana, Ethiopia, 6110 is more easily heard around 03 UT, but Stephen Wood in Massachusetts reports it in the local afternoon, October 12th at 2055, with East African string music. Good signal S7 or 8, only slight fades and little interference. 2059, there were brief announcements in listed Amharic, national anthem until 2101, and off the air at 2102. He says, good local afternoon reception for this station, which is only sporadically audible here. Concerning some broadcasts to Ethiopia rather than from, which I label Ethiopia non, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says the transmitter site for Radio Wara Wangelati has changed. It's on the air Saturdays at 15 to 15:30 UT in Oromo on 15515. It had been via Romania, but he says now it's from what he likes to call secret land, secret broad, meaning Bulgaria. The change was made October 10th. Then there's Radio Horio, XORIYO, in Somali, but mainly for Ethiopia. October 12th at 16 UT on 17870 via France. It's on the air only on Mondays and Fridays. And on October 12th had no white noise digital jamming. However, at exactly the same time, there's another clandestine via France on 17850 Oromo Voice Radio. And this one did have white noise digital jamming on October 12th. And on Mondays only, the second half of the broadcast at 16:15 is in English. Stephen Luce in Texas says, as of October 11th, the HFCC has put up its new schedules for the B-15 season, which start 2 weeks later on October 25th. Another Stephen Cooper in the UK started looking through it and found that Radio France International will continue its one-hour broadcast in English on shortwave at 06UT. The new frequency will be 9675. Perhaps we'll be able to hear it again in North America. The summer frequency has long since stopped propagating at that late hour, 13725. As yet unconfirmed, but Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says from Monday, October 12th, the foreign language transmissions from ERT in Greece move 1 hour later. The main block had been at 05 to 06 UT, which is to be at 06 to 07 instead. There are also a few others at 07.05, moving to 8.05. Ditto from 08.05 to 9.05. Those are only a couple or three and for 10 minutes. And there has also been English for 5 minutes at 12 UT, which, if on shortwave, should appear at 13 UT. But that one has been quite unreliable. Now, as to why these would change October 12th, I have no idea, since timeanddate.com confirms that Greece goes off daylight shifting time on October 25th. Tim Rato in Iowa, R-A-H-T-O, reports to the DX Listening Digest group, I had exceptional reception of what I presume to be RRI, Merauke, Indonesia, on 3905, the morning of October 12th. It's usually there in the local mornings around sunrise, but this time it was the loudest I've ever heard them, and he recorded them at 1240 UT. It was buried by ham interference by 1300. He wanted to be sure it was really Merauke and not the other station listed on 3905, believed to be still off the air, New Ireland, Papua New Guinea. Walt Samaniv in British Columbia confirms this one was 100% RRI and not PNG, with a very typical sing-song style of the presenter, not the style of PNG stations, which are either in English or pidgin, with a lot of English words. He says, fantastic reception. A music program called Radio Northern Ireland was scheduled on WBCQ 9330 on Wednesday, October 7th at 23 UT. Unfortunately, there was a severe propagation disturbance and it was hardly audible. So WBCQ did a make good the following Saturday, October 10th at 23 UT. I caught part of the broadcast. It's the program which has already been airing on 6070 via Germany, and I've been in contact with the producer, who is called Jordan. He says, I aim to be staying at the same time and day. I've also started doing a live show once a week on the 48-meter band in Europe, thanks to Relay Service. I'll continue with Channel 292 the following week. A rather sad story from the Jerusalem Post, sent on to us by Kim Elliott. Israel Radio's English News faces closure. As the IBA approaches its end next March, staffers at Israel Radio have been losing a war of attrition. A station that once employed more than 20 professionals is now down to 4, and they are hurting. Veteran broadcaster David Zaef says, we get the feeling that from the Prime Minister down, no one wants us around. This, of course, is not about shortwave, which was already canceled many years ago. The IBA has never made any effort to publicize the English news, so Zaef and his colleagues have no idea whether anyone is listening or even whether people are aware of the existence of the English language news service. Despite the nightmare conditions under which he works, Zaef loves radio and would be prepared to last out the duration if he were shown a concrete plan for English news and future radio broadcasts in the new public broadcasting entity and was given a concrete guarantee of future employment. We're still working as if nothing is happening around us. It's been an emotional hell, says Zaef. We are a public radio service, not government radio. We feel like a sinking ship, trying to do our job, and the government doesn't care. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1795. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com. Both it and this program, as you may have noticed, are non-commercial, Therefore, we depend on voluntary contributions from our listeners. Our thanks this week to Tom McLaughlin for a generous annual contribution in memory of Gigi Lytle in Lubbock, Texas. This is the 15th anniversary of her death on October 18th. Tom sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Also via Harold Froge, the 30-watt Italian station on 11390 Marconi Radio International advises us of their upcoming broadcasts. Friday, October 16th, about 1745 to 1945 UT, and Sunday, the 18th, around 0830 to 1230. Some seemingly clandestine stations with secular names have a hidden agenda of evangelism. Richard Langley in New Brunswick reports on the Free North Korea radio broadcast, October 10th at 12:30 to 13:30 via Tajikistan on 15640, during which there were a couple of minutes in English. The honorary co-chair of Free North Korea Radio indicated there was a partially religious bent to the station. Susan Schulte was speaking, and he says perhaps each broadcast contains a Christian message. An item on the Defense Forum Foundation website seems to indicate this is so. Just about any morning now, I can enjoy some great Kurdish music on Dengue Kurdistana 11600. I listen from 13 to 14 UT. After 14, it seems to be mostly talk, although there is some variation. It's currently a strong but fluttery signal via the transmitter site in Pridnestrovia. It's really amazing how well this reaches Oklahoma, which is slightly off the target area of southeastern Turkey. This signal is unlike any other on the 25-meter band from Eastern Europe or the Middle East at that time. I wonder how they do it. I may be getting it by long path. There's supposed to be a site switch after 14 UT to Bulgaria. So on October 8th, I was listening very carefully and detected this happening. At 14:15, there was a slight echo starting. A few seconds later, the first signal went off, leaving a somewhat weaker second signal. The transition was quite smooth and well-coordinated. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, not far from that transmitter site, agrees this happens about 14:14 UT, and he's so close that when it is Bulgaria, he can hear the second harmonic on 23,200 kHz. We recently quoted info from World Christian Broadcasting that their new Madagascar World Voice had a target date to be on the air by the end of this year. However, in Deneb Radio DX via Rusty X, Vasily Gulyayev in Astrakhan contradicts this. I'm not sure how he knows, but he says in the winter there will be no regular broadcasting from Madagascar. The frequencies are no more than a formal registration. The first tests are expected closer to spring 2016. No doubt he means spring in Russia, not Madagascar. I'm still hearing nothing on 800 kHz from 50 kilowatt XEROK in Ciudad Juarez. It used to come in quite well at night, and when I was in New Mexico last month, I was not hearing it even by ground wave in the daytime. So I searched out its website, which is Calibre800.com. Calibre refers to Canal Libre, meaning clear channel, although its main slogan is Radio Cañon. And this has a live stream, which in fact was functioning. It's via Grupo7.com. Looking at their website, it's quite normal with lots of current news and nothing at all about it being off the air from 800 nor anything about a new FM frequency. So the question remains, is XCROK really on the 800 air and audible at least in the El Paso area, if not into New Mexico and Oklahoma, in the daytime and or at night? If it is, perhaps they're running much less than 50 kilowatts. In communication of the British DX Club, Alan Rowe writes a column about music on shortwave. And here's an item about Media in Morocco, 9575. On Saturday, September 19th at 2010 UT, a program of reggae music called Selection Reggae with Sanae, S-A-N-A-E is her name. He says it's a program I've not heard before, didn't know it was on the station, and it's not seen in the schedules. The Listen Again archives only go back to 12 September, so I assume it is a new program. Enjoyable selection of tunes from such greats as Bob Marley, 10cc, Culture Club, Eddie Grant, Peter Frampton, and Bob Dylan. www.medifigure1.com for more information. Thanks to the advent of daylight shifting time in New Zealand, one of our favorite programs on RNZI is 1 hour earlier, slightly more convenient for night owls in North America. It's the Saturday Night Request and Dedication Show, now starting after the news at 06 UT on 11725. It's from RNZ National, a five-hour show lasting until local midnight, 11 UT. The shortwave frequency changes at 09 to 9700, and both of them normally have quite a good signal into North America for those awake. You can look at their website for the playlist of the great music they play, mostly from many years gone by. And after we go off daylight shifting the first Sunday in November, the show will seem to start an additional hour earlier for us at midnight central. A station not too far from me and audible in the daytime is KUSH 1600 in Cushing, Oklahoma. That's the little town with the big oil pipeline junctions. I've heard from Rick Sellers of KUSH, who's been following my previous reports about it. The station is still planning to increase its power by the end of this year from 1 kilowatt to 5, which should greatly improve its reception here and even into Oklahoma City. He told me a lot about the background of the station, and there's a full write-up in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 15-41, via worldofradio.com. One unique program is Native Air. It's presented by a member of the Sac and Fox Nation, apparently, Saturdays at 10 a.m. Central, which is currently 15 to 16 UT. And they do also have a webcast. It's mostly in English, but he does say a few words in the native language. The website is 1600kush.com. Here's another log of the apparently sporadically active Radio Puntland in Somalia on 13800, compatible USB. It's from Torsten Hallmann in Germany, October 12th, before and after 16 UT. They mentioned Somalia and had some traditional music. He says it was quite strong on Italian remote receivers, but not in Germany. It was almost inaudible by 1645. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports on the Russian pirate called Comintern Radio, a new winter schedule probably from October 1st, with 1 kilowatt on 6990. In the summer, it was on the air between 15 and 18 UT, but now it's supposedly from 12 until 15. On October 9th, they were relaying the local Radio Voronezh in Russian before switching to their own programming at 1405. Radio Dabanga, which we can easily hear on shortwave, really riles up the Sudanese government. Now the Jose Miguel Romero, an AllAfrica.com story, says the central Darfur government will be establishing 4 radio stations to counter Radio Dabanga, 3 of them on FM and 1 on so-called long wave. Via Mike Terry, the Alex Anderson alternator in Sweden on VLF, SAQ 17.2 kHz will again have a special transmission on United Nations Day, Saturday, October 24th at 10 UT, but start up and tuning from about 09:30. I'm now quite sure I've been getting the new BBC Uzbek language relay via Tajikistan on 4790. It's barely audible here, but it was the best yet. On October 14th, I heard the Babcock theme music at 12:59 and a time signal at 1300. BBC World Service announces boost to music, arts, and factual programs. Check their website for a full story about this, dated October 12th. A rich mix of bold programs, great talent to reflect the breadth of our listeners' interest, says BBC World Service controller Mary Hockaday. A raft of new programming launching this autumn. I'll just mention some of the titles. The Compass, Waithood, The Cultural Frontline, BBC Music, that's the title of the show, Music Extra, and BBC Introducing More About Music. You might find it at the Media Center portion of the BBC website, if not in the new issue of DX Listening Digest. Sometimes WWCR strays from its political religious agenda and plays some decent music. A fairly new show, I think, I ran across. It's called The Last Radio Playing. It was mostly blues music. It's for a full hour. I heard it Saturday at 19 UT on 12160. Looking through the schedule, the other times are Monday at 20 and Tuesday at 23 on 9350. Saturday at 05 on 3215 and Saturday at 06 on 4840. In addition, on the Saturday after the first Friday only, at midnight UT Saturday on 4840. Of course, all these times shift one UT hour later in November. The former Mickey Mouse station in the Metroplex on 620 has now been officially reborn as KEXB, Experts in Business, as I heard it October 9th at midnight too. But it's a Salem station opening the business show with a Christian prayer. On October 10th UT, I was surprised to be getting Mexican music from the east or west on 1130 kilohertz. Soon I ID'd at 0101 as WLBA Atlanta, Georgia, which is supposed to be a 10 kilowatt daytimer and was still going at 0630. Another station sold off by Disney was the 50 kilowatt in Arizona on 1580. Scott Fibush in IRCA says the new calls will be KHEP. You may recall that was the 1280 station long ago in Phoenix, and the former operators of it will be running the new 1580 KHEP. Another call change, but probably same programming, is the 1650 in Fort Smith, Arkansas, actually Salisaw, Oklahoma, KYHN. As of October 2nd, FCC granted a change to KFSW. That's following a failed attempt to change to a W call a few weeks ago. Haley Prentice in Arkansas, who is a cord cutter getting off cable and satellite television, still wanted to hear the Democratic debate on AM radio and was able to find it thanks to a parallel Westwood One feed on WLAC 1510 Nashville and WSB 750 Atlanta, supposedly also on WLS 890 Chicago. Would you believe that Heathkit is back in business? Well, not exactly, but the name is back, www.heathkit.com. The propagation outlook from Boulder, minor G1 geomagnetic storms, October 15th, 16th, and November 3rd, with A and K indices of 20 and 5. The lowest of 5 and 2 from October 23rd to 27th. Solar flux rising from 90 October 15th to a peak of 130 on the 27th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1795.